good.
Third down, empty backfield. Ponder shotgun. He's going to go deep for Jarius Wright. Caught inside the five. First down, first and goal. Welcome to the NFL, Jarius Wright. Your first reception is a 54-yard grab, first and goal.
Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. That was Christian Ponder to Jarius Wright against the Detroit Lions last year. We opened this season at Ford Field against the Lions. We have the starting quarterback Christian Ponder here. What excites you about today's game?
Many things, I think. The biggest is that it's the first game of the season. Divisional opponent on the road. We know it's going to be a tough environment, competitive environment. This is what we've been working for since the end of last year. And I know the whole team, the whole organization is excited to be out here and ready to play.
You beat the Lions twice last year. You had that nice play at Mall of America Field that we just saw. And you had some good moments at Ford Field, too. What's different about the Lions' defense this year compared to last year?
Well, they have a rookie starting at their left corner. And, you know, they're pressing a little bit more in their man coverage. They're doing some different things. But they're not a whole lot different. They're very similar to last year. They got, obviously, the front four. The defensive ends are a little different. I think their rookie is very talented, and they have one of the best D-lines in the whole league. And it's going to be a challenge for us. I think a receiver's going to have to win in man coverage, and they're going to challenge us, challenge our run game, and it's going to be tough for us. But that's why we play the game, and you want to play these tough games.
Christian, are you able to unveil all of that off what you've seen from Detroit in the preseason?
I think a lot. I think, just watching their personnel and everything, and you can learn a lot about how they play different coverages or what they do. And in preseason, I mean, just like us, we're not showing a lot of our cards and what we're doing. We're not really game planning anybody. So we didn't show what we're going to do. They're not going to show a lot of what they're going to do. We know they're going to game plan us and have some unscouted looks for us. But, they just watching the past couple of years playing against them, it's been the same defensive coordinator. So we feel pretty good about what we're going to see. We do know that they're going to have a surprise for us, and they're a good defense. They're going to make some plays.
Let's talk about some of your guys on the outside. You have Greg Jennings, Cordarrelle Patterson, Kyle Rudolph, the tight end with 9 touchdowns, MVP in the backfield. Jerome Simpson, 4 catches, 50 yards, had a huge second down catch right next to the sidelines, pretty much to seal the deal at Ford Field last year. What's Jerome's inclusion in this offense?
He's still a big part of it, and we know we have Cordarrelle back there, and he's backing up Jerome right now, but Jerome's the starter, and Jerome's making a lot of plays for us. We have some specific plays for him that we're going to throw the ball to him, and he's a very athletic guy, very talented, can get downfield, has great hands, run good routes, and we're excited about what he's going to do. He's healthy this year. He's battling that weird injury last year. Like you said, he was a big part of this game last year when we played in Detroit. Not only did he have those catches, but he had – I think 3 pass interference calls on him as well because he was getting downfield. I think that corner actually got cut after the game.
Rookie Cordarrelle Patterson, all over the field kind of guy. I mean, he's very fast. We've seen stuff from Tennessee where he goes down the field. But in not watching him much in college, and you know 1,000 times more about it than I do, it seems like he does have that innate ability to make somebody miss, which is good. Is that accurate?
He does. He does. That's why we put him back there in the return game, returning kicks and returning punts. Very talented with the ball in his hands. He's deceptively quick and deceptively fast. He's a bigger guy, so sometimes he looks slow. Like sometimes we're watching his routes and I'm like, gosh, he doesn't look like he's coming out of his break very fast. But if you look at the route, he's a lot farther along the route than the other guy. He has a deceptive speed, and he's going to be really good. He's going to keep developing. He's young, and he's still learning, but we're excited about what he's going to do.
What about you and Greg Jennings? How do you think that's going to work out?
I think it's going to work well. Greg is a guy that I have full confidence in what he's doing. I know where he's going to be. He understands defenses and everything, and I'm learning a lot from him, and our chemistry is growing, and we're getting on the same page, and I'm excited for what we're going to do this year and what he brings to the table, and he brings a lot of leadership and a lot of experience, and he's helping me out with a lot of things.